Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Kathy Garink and Michelle Landrum, who are both ASTD consultants. Harry Goodman, who's the ASTD immediate past president and the Maryland State Dental Director. And Katrina Holt, who's director of the National Maternal and Child Oral Health Resource Center at Georgetown University. Katrina's here with us. And we also have, Katrina brought a handout that's on the back table that you can get afterwards on some of the materials that they produce. It went to the end. So you just do this, the side arrow, not the down arrow? Okay, down arrow?
Let's see.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Page down did not work. Funding for this project, it was provided by the ACS Office of Head Start, and the authors have no financial relationships to disclose. This presentation will discuss findings from evaluation of several National Center on Health Oral Health Project activities over 4 years using mixed methods. And I'm going to have to hold this up. There's no place to put things up here to raise. No, that's fine. In 2010, the Office of Head Start revised their training and technical assistance system and created 6 national centers to support Head Start activities. And the National Center on Health was funded in 2011. So the boxes around the periphery of the diagram show the other national Head Start centers, and the inner circles show the focus of the National Center on Health activities, which includes a special focus on oral health. The Oral Health Project was meant to build on national, state, and local networks created during a decade of previous Office of Head Start grants and contracts related to oral health. The American Academy of Pediatrics was the National Center on Health lead and the primary grant recipient. The Oral Health Resource Center, with a subcontract to ASTD, coordinated all activities related to oral health within the center. This presentation will not review overall NCH outcomes, but only the evaluation strategies and outcomes of the Oral Health Project that the OHRC and ASTD were responsible for through 4 annual work plans. Evaluation methods are listed on this slide and included quarterly reports by various individuals, website and distribution statistics, periodic surveys of specific target audiences, and evaluation of trainings. First activity, each of the slides I'm going to be showing you are framed around a logic model with a specific activity, output, desired outcomes, and examples of some of our actual outcomes. So, in year 2 of our project, we began a major collaboration with the American Dental Hygienists Association to enlist volunteer dental hygienists in each state and DC working in private, public health, and academic settings to be an information conduit between the Oral Health Project and Head Start activities in the state and local communities. ADHA promoted the project and helped recruit and maintain the list of dental hygienist liaisons. ASTD established a DHL listserv, assigned 2 consultants, Ms. Landrum and Ms. Garing, to mentor and coordinate all DHL activities. With Ms. Garing also serving as the primary ASTD liaison to the National Center on Health and its partners. During those years, there was less than 10% turnover in volunteer DHLs. Quarterly reports revealed active collaboration by more than 70% of the DHLs with multiple contacts, such as state dental directors, Head Start state collaboration offices, Head Start associations, Head Start health managers, healthy advisory committees, and local programs. Many provided direct classroom education, oral health screenings, and referrals, fluoride varnish applications, and bought oral hygiene supplies. quarterly webinars were held for the DHLs on topics such as working with children with special health care needs, pregnant women, American Indian, Alaska Native, and migrant populations, and promising statewide models. The second activity was conducting needs assessment of oral health educational materials for home visitors. The ASCDD Early Childhood Committee coordinated some project activities, including this assessment. They identified existing materials as well as gaps and opportunities for promoting oral health in home visiting programs. The report is posted on the ASCDD website. Results and recommendations from the assessment and examples of some of the materials were presented during a National Oral Health Conference panel last year. And DHLs also shared home visiting materials with home visitors in their states. Another ASCDD work group collected examples from states on promising models of oral health promotion, disease prevention, and access to care via DHL quarterly reports and a listserv query. Six detailed submissions on a standardized form are included in a report under the following categories: building successful collaborative state oral health consortia in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania, NCH DHL project in Michigan and Kansas, rural teledentistry pilot program in kinder camps in Arizona, and the San Antonio, Texas Head Start Oral Health Program. The report is posted on the ASCDD website as well as the Office of Head Start Early Childhood Knowledge and Learning Center website, and we'll give you that URL later if you want to look at the materials on there. Some state examples were featured during national meeting panels and ASCDD webinars. DHL's other ASCDD members and national partners reported sharing the models with others. More than 60% of DHL's and ASCDD NCH consultants were involved in teaching dental hygiene for dental students and dental public health residents. They included Head Start content in their coursework and in extramural rotations or community projects. NCH consultants conducted a national audio seminar for dental public health residents and a workshop for faculty at an annual ADEA meeting. I think, David Capella, you're here. You participated in that, didn't you? Thank you. The goal was to make students aware of the significant oral health needs of Head Start families and the focus of early Head Start programs, and to encourage new graduates to care for these children in whatever setting they choose to practice. Okay. In February 2012, we conducted a survey of national organizations and held a meeting of selected individuals to discuss ways to more actively involve members of national groups with Head Start families. We disseminated information through an ASCDD email distribution list to more than 40 groups, published articles, and highlighted NCH resources in the ASCDD Oral Health Matters newsletter, and also presented at the NOHC and annual meetings of NOAA, ADEA, APHA, ADHA, and various Head Start national meetings. Annual surveys of members and partners show that many people and groups had read and shared the information. Another project was encouraging states to collect oral health status data on Head Start children using the nationally validated basic screening survey. Our data consultant provided technical assistance to 12 states on conducting the surveys, and our data committee was able to obtain counsel for state and territorial epidemiologists' approval to add Head Start data as an oral health indicator in the National Oral Health Surveillance System. The Oral Health Project also created a new oral health reporting form to improve communication between local Head Start programs and dental providers. A webinar discussed the BSS and new data forms with dental hygienist liaisons and state oral health program staff. DHLs report that programs are starting to use the new forms. Head Start programs must report on certain performance measures, including those related to oral health care, every year. NCH consultants reviewed 2011 through 2013 PIR data and identified 10 programs in each of 5 states for a pilot project to connect Head Start regional office staff with DHL's and state oral health program staff in order to help underperforming local programs improve their oral health performance. In addition to a webinar with DHL's and state oral health program staff, the consultants provided direct TA to 4 of the states who could meet prior to the end of the pilot project. The project represented a new systematic approach for regional offices to review and analyze oral health related PIR data and to engage a diverse group of key individuals to explore ways to assist with program improvement. Some states, such as Colorado, already instituted enhanced statewide collaboration and improvements. In addition, many DHLs used PIR data with local programs in their states to suggest improvements. A major project activity was to develop and disseminate Head Start materials to staff, parents, health professionals, and other groups. During the 4 years, NCH staff produced 85 educational materials and tools, including monthly newsletters for staff, tip sheets for Head Start health managers, and handouts for pregnant women and parents. And these are just some of the resources, and that's what the handout in the back is about. Excuse me. Brush Up on Oral Health monthly newsletter provides information on current practice for staff, practical tips to share with parents for promoting good oral health, and a simple recipe for a healthy snack that children can make with the staff or at home. Healthy Habits for Happy Smiles handouts, available in English and Spanish, provide basic tips on oral health for pregnant women and parents and are written in simple language to make the information easy to understand and to put into practice. Handout topics include brushing children's teeth, choosing healthy drinks, getting fluoride, preventing oral injuries, and visiting the dental clinic. ASTD member partner and DHL surveys showed wide use of many of these materials, especially the Brush Up on Oral Health newsletter. The Office of Head Start Early Childhood Learning and Knowledge Center website has an oral health section where many materials are posted. And again, the best way, I believe, for you to access that website, the quickest way, is to Google EC Early Childhood Learning, ECLKC dot oral health, is that right? Or just oral health? Okay, and then I'll take you right to the oral health landing page. Okay. Collaboration among the NCH and other national centers was also a priority. Partner calls and meetings resulted in inclusion of oral health information in materials such as those listed on the slide, and increased appreciation for oral health as part of overall health, as well as kudos for our innovative use of the dental hygienist liaisons. One major outcome from the first 4 years is the American Academy of Pediatrics' successful competition for a new 5-year grant to administer an expanded national center that includes a wellness focus and expands the training and technical assistance to childcare agencies. This provides an opportunity for new partnerships and more coordinated community services for young children and pregnant women. The focus for the oral health project will be to continue the DHL model, training and technical assistance, and dissemination of information. We look forward to sharing information about the new center at future APHA meetings. The expanded center will focus on these 5 evaluation questions on the slide related to participant satisfaction, knowledge and behavioral change, and policy change. We're committed to building on past efforts and have the opportunity to continue evaluating the impact of our efforts. Thank you.